Clare FM Breakfast Show.
In association with Avonmore Supermilk, helping support bone health for life for all of us.
You're very welcome. It is hour two of the Breakfast Show. Tuesday, May the 2nd is just coming up on 7:05. Good morning. Hope you had a nice bank holiday weekend. We've got a great show lined up for you this week and this morning, including an opportunity for you to win a €50 lunch voucher with thanks to the Atlantic Hotel. All that with great music. Don't go anywhere. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Stephen.
It is Tuesday after a bank holiday. There's only one thing to do. So listen, I need to ask you your views on somebody.
Right.
On this person, okay?
Way up in the north in Old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown.
You know who that is, don't you?
No.
It's Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
The pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone.
Okay, I'll tell you why I'm playing him. Okay.
Right.
Internet usage for Europe for some of the world came out quite recently. Falkland Islands. The Falkland Islands, we remember them from the conflict in the 80s, Margaret Thatcher and all that. Well, it seems that Daniel O'Donnell is the most Googled person on the Falkland Islands. I kid you not. Considering that the population of the Falkland Islands is 2,563 people.
Right.
Of that, 2,115 live in the capital, Stanley. He is the most Googled person in the Falklands. And no one can figure out why they've actually... No one can figure out why he's been Googled. You think maybe there's a larger proportion of ladies?
Maybe there's a trend.
Yes, but there's an...
It doesn't have to be just ladies. I'm sure there's male Daniel fans.
There is, but there's an awful lot more female Daniel fans. We have to consider
probably.
That.
Probably.
People thought maybe it was, you know, there was a large amount of females. No, it's pretty much 50-50 split there.
Okay.
But he is, for the last 5 years, the most Googled person.
Maybe Daniel is the Elvis of the Falklands.
I don't know. I know that there's a certain reporter who actually rang the post office in Falkland Islands. And she thought he was joking when he said, look, I need to find out. But it is a fact. Basically, every man, woman and child in the Falkland Islands loves Daniel O'Donnell. He has been called by a member of the Falkland Islands community the Beyoncé of the Falklands.
The number of homeless people in Clare has almost doubled in the past year. New figures from the Department of Housing show 37 adults were without a home in March, up from 19 in the same period in 2016. Clare FM's Derek Lynch reports.
New figures from the Department of Housing show there were 318 homeless adults in Clare and Limerick in March, a rise of 17 on the previous month. Of those, the vast majority were male and most were aged between 25 and 44. There were 7 people aged over 65 without a home. There were 40 families, 23 single-parent families and 37 children living in private, emergency or temporary supported accommodation such as hostels, hotels, B&Bs and other residential facilities. In Clare alone, there were 37 homeless adults, up from 34 in February and a rise of 18 on the same month last year. Derek Lynch, Clare FM, first for local news.
The OPW has warned that Shannon Airport is at risk of being swept away. The body has told the government that €835 million is needed over the coming years to protect against flooding across the country, including at the Midwest Airport, almost twice the current budget. Clare FM's Fiona McGarry reports.
The OPW has warned that homes, businesses, roads, water treatment plants and health centres across the country will be inundated by flood waters unless around €835 million is spent over the coming years. The details are contained in 29 flood risk management plans produced by the OPW following extensive studies of 6,500 kilometres of river and 90 coastal communities. It's estimated that Shannon Airport will need an investment of €40 million, and the OPW warns that if these works and others aren't done, the state could face damages of €268 million. Fiona McGarry, Clare FM, first for local news.
And we've got Siobhan Hogan on the line. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad, thanks.
Did you have a nice bank holiday weekend?
So. The chicken pox has arrived to the house, so.
You're not kidding. Oh, Lordy, yeah. Save us.
With a 6-month-old.
Time for the porridge bath.
Yes, exactly.
And what's the name of your 6-month-old?
Rian.
And right, chicken pox, okay. You're going to have a busy week ahead of you.
Yes, very busy, because I also have a 3-year-old. So.
All right, and have they caught it yet?
Oh, he's just over it.
Oh, God, oh Lord, save us and bless us. Well, I'll tell you one thing, you're a worthy winner anyway. Can you tell us?
I am.
What was the word we were missing?
Room,
leg room, ballroom, and bathroom. Yes, indeed. So, listen, well done to you, Siobhan Hogan from Ennis. You win yourself a €50 lunch voucher. The best of luck with the two kids. I hope everything goes okay. Enjoy the meal as well, Siobhan. You're a very worthy winner, all right?
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
A very good morning. I hope you're well. Gavin here with you until 12. Coming up today, is Ireland prepared to tackle terrorism? Are our security forces up to scratch in finding those who may be plotting an attack here? We assess the situation following what could be termed as a wake-up call last week. We take a look at charities too. One of the leading charitable figures in the country seeks your help in a different way. And just what are pay levels really like in the sector? A Bearfield man talks getting up close and personal with the Kinahan crime cartel. Clare soccer side reaches an All-Ireland final, while Doonbeg Drama Group are All-Ireland champions themselves. Clare Gardaí seek your help. We talk the financial challenges facing the typical family. Meet the chocoholic entrepreneur who braved Dragon's Den. Frankie Coote's with us. And are young students scared of science? Stylish tiles could be yours. Meanwhile, in this week's competition, we'll tell you more after the news now, which comes from Clare FM's Fiona Carroll. One of its co-authors is Bearfield journalist and author Owen Conlon. Owen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
We hear about these crime gangs in terms of the actual crimes that are committed, but that description there of Christy Kinahan shows, without complimenting him, the brains behind the operation.
Very much so. I suppose until February of last year, the Kinahan cartel wouldn't have been household names for most people across Ireland. Following the attack on the Regency Hotel in Dublin, you know, they were being talked about in the Doyle. Their murders since then have been raised almost on a weekly basis in the media. So they very much have shot into the headlines for all the wrong reasons. But for 30 years prior to that, Christy Kinahan had been working away. He would have been, you know, one of the major targets for law enforcement officers all across Europe, in Spain, in Holland, in Belgium. But he always had operated on a basis of keeping his head down and working behind the scenes, which I suppose makes the last year of carnage in the streets of Dublin so much more paradoxical compared to what he should be doing in terms of operating a successful drug and arms business.
Very briefly, Owen, I just wanted to ask you, you know, as I say, at the outset, you're from Bearfield, you've been covering this for some time. Just from a purely personal point of view, if you don't mind me asking, do you have any concerns just for you writing about these guys and sticking your neck above the parapet?
I don't think so, because they're under such Garda pressure at the moment that basically they've all they can deal with. You must appreciate that these guys are basically living in a gilded cage themselves. They're under threat from the Hutch gang, who still want to get at them. I mean, Daniel Kinahan, who's ordering all these murders from Spain, basically lives in a fortified house with a lot of CCTV. He goes with bodyguards from his house to the gym that he works out in and then comes home. These aren't guys who can go out for a pint. They don't enjoy the freedom that we have. So, I mean, yes, obviously journalists have been threatened in the past, but I wouldn't have any significant concerns for my health, no.
Clare County Dog Warden Frankie Coote is with me. Good morning to you, Frankie.
Morning, Gavin.
You also wanted to tell us, unfortunately, about what you're telling me is a serious case of cruelty.
Yeah, all I can say on this so far is that it's back to west of Clare. It would be on our scenic route there, you know, and it's a pity, a terrible thing to see, and a terrible thing for the dogs. But it was three dogs, two Rottweiler cross pups, and a French Bordeaux. Now, this French Bordeaux, you'd pay anything up in €2,000 for that particular dog. Mm. And I got the report there, never expecting it to be as bad as it was, but I arrived there anyway, and immediately I arrived. I called the Gardaí from Kilrush, and I want to thank them for being so prompt in coming out. And I impounded or seized three dogs. Each of the three dogs were basically half their body weight of what they should be. I had them inspected with Owen O'Connor inside and the vets in Innes, and we caught them in time. If it had gone any further. Now, the French Bordeaux, that following day, she was taken by a vet who lives up in the north, County Down. Her husband came down for the dog, and they've sent us on pictures, and the dog is going to make a full recovery. Martina has the two pups, and they will make a full recovery. But it's a long road ahead of them. So we're investigating that then with the Gardaí. But I don't know, you keep hoping and thinking these things that stop, and every so often then bang. So I couldn't believe that thousands and thousands of people would have passed these dogs that were on the main road, and that no one would have reported it. Like,
I suppose you never know what's happening, or Joe Public might not quite have realised the seriousness of the situation, but this is just maltreatment, was it?
Complete maltreatment. And as I said to you, because the Gardaí are involved, they can't say too much.
Except
the person that I believe owns the dogs doesn't believe there was a problem there. The vet and myself and the Gardaí and the person who... Now, I want to thank the person who made the complaint, because without him, there's no doubt the dogs would have died and died a terrible death.
You're welcome back. Sergeant Joe Danny, Clare's Crime Prevention Officers, with me in studio. Good morning to you, Sergeant Danny.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. We look back over a busy week, it seems, for Clare.
So we had plenty of happening around the county, and this is what's happened since the 24th of April. So there was a burglary in Dromoland between 2:30 p.m. on Saturday the 22nd of April and 7:30 a.m. on Monday the 24th of April. A container on a building site in Dromoland was broken into, and the following was stolen from it: a black and yellow 4-amp DeWalt battery, a Test Gear Flute 1650. I don't know what that is. I think that might have something to do with electricity, maybe. I'm not sure. A black DeWalt battery drill, a green and white 110-volt drill, a Milwaukee 110-volt drill. So Shannon Gard's are investigating it, and if you know anything about it, do give them a shout.
But these tools are sought.
This is the common trade running through the thefts, right? Now, where are these tools going after the theft? They're obviously being put for sale either on an internet site or on a car boot sale or at the side of the road or through the grapevine or whatever way it works. But tools are being sold under value. DeWalt tools, if you notice, a lot. Mm. High expensive tools. They are not cheap tools. So what I would just suggest to the listeners is, if you're offered those quality tools at very cheap prices, you need to ask a couple of questions. This is a red flag. Like, if it was worth €300 and you were being offered for 50, well, maybe you should say to yourself, well, why is it so cheap? It's either broken, or maybe it's not kosher, it might have been stolen. So we'd just like to know about where these things end up, because they get stolen and they're hardly all being kept in the thief's house. Generally, they're put out for sale. So we'd like to hear from anyone who has any information.
Okay, a couple of scams once more.
I suppose they raise their ugly head every now and again, but they're so ingenious in the way they happen. A lot of them are done over the phone. And it's generally, no matter what the story is at the beginning, the key line is, what's your bank account details or what's your credit card details? And we want to advise the listenership, it's happening regularly. And when we start investigating, we discover that the phone call was made from outside the jurisdiction, in some cases the Far East. Mm. So who's ringing your telephone number in Ireland from the Far East looking for your credit card numbers? But the hook is, we've noticed examining your account that you have some transactions on your account which has alerted our security section to a suspicious transaction, and then you're worried then. But that's only the hook, and then they're looking for the bank card details, and then you'll notice in the next day or two that your card's been used all over the world.
Clare reaching another Oscar Trainer Cup final.
Isn't it fantastic? And I'm thrilled for the management and more for the players, because we have a seriously committed bunch of players and they really do love this competition.
This is effectively the All-Ireland.
It is. It's a game, or a competition, sorry, for all the leagues in the Republic. And we would play three group matches, and then you have quarter-final, semi-final and a final. Mm. And the thing is, we seem to be always drawn away from home. And I think the players absolutely love it. They played on a fabulous facilities in Wexford at the weekend, and they really do, I think, enjoy it, and it's great for the camaraderie. And we don't appear to have any of this club thing, do you know what I mean? The players are just playing for Clare, end of story.
So it's not a Newmarket faction, and it's not a Shannon faction, and it's not an Innes faction. I know there's different clubs in Innes, but that's...
And I think a lot of that is that they socialised together a bit as well after games. Now, they'd give one another a hard time in inter-club matches, but the minute the matches are over, the boys... I mean, I've heard them saying, well, are we going here, are we going there?
Okay.
You know, are you having a party at your house?
Detroit Spinners there, and a song called Working My Way Back to You. I always remember a Boyzone. We won't go into that, though, a version that I did of that on the Late Late Show a long time ago. Now, Galway Greyhound Stadium, a night out for 10 people, finger food, race card, all goods supplied. I gave you three questions. One of them was false, and on the line is Joanne O'Gorman in Liscannor. Good afternoon, Joanne.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you enjoying the beautiful weather, Joanne?
Absolutely fabulous. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Great.
Isn't
great.
It absolutely amazing? Okay, well, would you like a night out with nine mates of yours in Galway Greyhound Stadium?
Sounds great to me.
Okay. Berlin is the capital of Germany. Sydney is the capital of Australia. Buenos Aires is the capital of Argentina. One of them is wrong. Which?
Sydney is not the capital of Australia.
No, it isn't. You're right. Do you know what is, by the way?
Canberra
is the capital. Okay, listen, fair play to you, Joanne. Have a ball, okay?
And
if you're back a winner, just remember your Uncle Brian, all right?
Thanks very much, Brian.
Bye,
thank
Joanne.
You. Bye-bye.
Joanne O'Gorman there, sounding in a very good tune. Last song before lunchtime.
On air across the Banner County and online throughout the world, this is Clare FM's main lunchtime news.
Tuesday's top stories. Midwest Simon says HAP payments failing to keep up with rents, adding to homelessness in Clare.
The housing assistance payments, they're set nationally, and unfortunately at times they don't match the demand or the rent in County Clare.
Dennis O'Brien ordered to pay legal costs for his failed High Court action.
Dennis O'Brien claimed deputies Catherine Murphy and Pierce Doherty effectively unravelled a court-imposed reporting restriction he'd been temporarily granted against RTE.
And his businesses hit out over commercial rates.
Business can't keep going because the rates are just too high.
There are times that we think that maybe the rates are being misused.
And in sport, Clare GAA concerned over financial shortfall.
But I'm very, very concerned about this year. You can't spend what you haven't got. The big money that are needed is not going to come in this year.
Midwest Simon says the failure of the housing assistance payment to keep pace with rising rents is contributing to the homelessness problem in Clare. The latest figure from the Department of Housing shows the number of homeless adults in the county has almost doubled in March compared with the same month last year. Families in Clare can receive up to €550 in HAP payments depending on their circumstances, but the average price of renting a home here is in excess of €600. A support worker with Midwest Simon, Sandra Cox, has been telling Clare FM's Derek Lynch that rising rents in the county need to be looked at.
So I'm not surprised. I mean, we're still trying to deal with the homeless crisis on a national level. And again, it tends to be the lack of appropriate long-term accommodation for people.
What would be the steps that you'd like to see taken to try and maybe bring these figures down a bit?
Well, again, I suppose, Derek, it does go back to accommodation. I mean, that is the key. The rent increases, again, are still continuing. It's very difficult. And of course, the local authorities, to be fair, can't match these particular rent increases. I mean, that we talk about HAP, the housing assistance payment, and, you know, they're set nationally, and unfortunately at times they don't match the demand or the rent in County Clare, for example. So that can be a block.
Business owners in Clare insist they're not getting value for money when it comes to commercial rates. Clare has some of the highest rates in the country, following closely behind only Cork and Kerry. The Mayor of Ennis is calling on Clare's TDs to fight for more funding for the county so that rates charges for businesses here can be lowered. Rates levels are decided upon by councillors, and the issue has been a contentious one in recent years as traders in Ennis and Kilrush see their bills increase following the abolition of town councils. These business owners in Ennis have been telling us that they believe they're not getting value for money.
I think there definitely is affecting footfall in that. It's just business can't keep going because the rates are just too high. We're not getting anything for it. We wouldn't mind if we were getting something back in place of it, but when they're just not getting anything back to suggest that the rates should stay the same. Maybe more car parks would be one of the issues which we're crying out for the last 10 years, and they've not been doing about car parking either. And that's a simple way of bringing in money if they created more spaces. There's people driving around town there all day, every day, and they can't get a space to park. And they're giving out about the way that the parking is structured.
Just, it's picking up over the last while, I think, but the rates, it doesn't help, I suppose, you know, and there's no incentive either There is some sort of scheme I think they're doing at the moment where if a premise is empty for a few years and you go into it, you'll get a discount over a few years. A percentage is higher in the first year than it is over the next few years. But I don't think that's a very good incentive, to be honest, because if a premise is empty for a couple of years before anybody goes into it, there's probably a reason why it's empty. It's maybe in a quiet area, or it's not. Ennis is a small town. There's certain areas within the town that have a decent footfall.
They're definitely there for a reason. Every town needs them. I mean, our town is definitely looking very good, and was last year certainly looked excellent. And I do think the town is particularly good at the moment. But at the same time, there are times when we think that maybe the rates are being misused for other things, and really we can't see it maybe directly influencing us or helping us in any way.
And there's been major celebrations in Doonbeg this bank holiday weekend after the local drama group were crowned All-Ireland champions. Doonbeg Drama Group took the top prize at the All-Ireland Confident Drama Competition and were announced as winners in Tubbercurry, County Sligo on Saturday night. A number of those involved in the group who had staged The Night Alive by Conor McPherson also won their individual categories, among them director Mary Egan. She says their homecoming on Sunday evening was a special occasion.
I really got emotional, like when we arrived at Mount Rivers and saw the bonfires and the black and white flags, and you know, it was just wonderful, like, and the reception and the hall, and you know, all the people that came and people from other parishes and other groups.
Treasurer of Clare GAA is sounding a warning that the board will have to look at cutting costs to suit their budget. Cahmel native Bernard Keane revealed a surplus of almost €120,000 at the 2016 convention after a year that saw the Banner win a league hurling and football title. With both county sides failing to reach the knockout stages in 2017, it means income from the leagues will be considerably less than last year. Keane says savings will have to be made to avoid going into debt.
We are anxious to stay on the right side of the financial situation by being able to pay our own way. Mm. And that should be the ambition of every county board. And in fairness, we have been able to do that, and we have been successful enough at that over the years. But I'm very, very concerned about this year. This year is bringing on its daunting, because you can't spend what you haven't got. And the indications are out there that the big monies that are needed is not going to come in this year.
It is time now for another chapter in the history of Clare.
Bringing the past up to the present. The history of Clare.
In association with Clare County Library, a space for information, learning, culture and the imagination.
The story of Kilrush in famine times is one of gross mismanagement at all levels. Unfortunately, those who had the sense and humanity to do the right thing were prevented from doing so. The Kilrush Workhouse opened in 1841, accommodating 800 people. It existed all through the 19th century as a place of disease, horror and death. The Kilrush Workhouse Union served a population of 82,358 in 1841, while cash-strapped landlords attempted to squeeze exorbitant rents from a crucified peasantry. In December 1849, the Illustrated London News stated, "Kilrush is situated in a district that is both fertile and picturesque." Other reports stated, "The mud cabins and turf huts that the peasantry lived in before 1846 were denounced by every traveller as the scandal of civilised Europe. But the Irish have proved that in their lowest deep, there is still a lower deep. That a scalpeen is worse than a mud hut, and a scalp is worse than a scalpeen." It wasn't surprising then that the Vandeleur evictions of 1888 were heroically resisted by the local people.
Bringing the past up to the present. The history of Clare.
Listen, you heard our mystery sound and you made a guess. Now let me just play it again. Hold on. What do you think it might be?
Filing nails.
Let's try it again. Now let me try it like this. Emmett, it is somebody filing their nails with an emery board. Did you ever file your nails with an emery board?
No, I heard my mum doing a couple of times.
She does. I was about to give a hint this very day, Emmett, that ladies would have an advantage on this. An emery board filing your nails. That is exactly what it was. It was just a tiny snippet of that sound of somebody filing their nails with an emery board. How did you fathom that one out, Emmett?
I'd say I was as lucky.
You were? Okay, well, listen, you were very lucky, Emma. What, do you mind me asking what age are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16, and do you file your nails regularly, you do?
No, maybe my mum who does that.
Your mother fights her nails, all right. Listen, Emmett, you are now 250 smackaroonies the richer, and congratulations to you. Well done, okay? Yeah. Good man, Emmett. Spend it wisely, okay?
Yeah.
Who is that in the background cheering there?
My dad.
Your dad? Well, okay, don't spend it. Make sure you give a few bob of it to your dad. He'll take care of it for you. All right. Emmett, you're a gentleman. Well done to you. Take care, right?
There's Adele and Rolling in the Deep on Drive Time here on Clare FM. It's Paul Byrne here with you until 7 now. In just a few minutes' time, we're going to take you back to the 80s and play a song from the album Eliminator. Any ideas on who that could be? But first, let's go to the phones. I have Helen Houlihan in Ennis Diamond on the line. Helen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you up to much at the moment?
Not a bit, no. No, okay. Just after having the dinner.
Oh, very good. So hopefully you might get out to relax, enjoy some sunshine afterwards.
Exactly, go for a walk or something, yeah.
Definitely, make the most of it while it's there. We're giving away €30 worth of meat every single day on the show, thanks to McNamee's Londis in Milltown Malbay. We gave you a famous dish and we asked you to guess what meat is used in this dish.
Just mince.
Yeah.
Beef. Yeah.
That is correct. Minced beef is right. So well done. You've won the €30 voucher.
Thank you very much. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
This is Clare FM.
On the green mossy banks of the Lee.
Well, a fine song there from a fine singer. That's Rosie Stewart, a duet to Lovely Garrison, and a song there called The Green Mossy Banks of the Lee. She always makes a great job of every song, I think, that she sings. Now, I must tell you about the Tommy McCarthy Scholarship, and it's in conjunction with the programme The West Wind, and there is a one-off scholarship going for a concertina player this year. It's very prestigious, and you should get your entries in via your teacher, who, if your teacher is teaching in County Clare. So you should be under 18 years of age, and the teacher has the ability to nominate you if you're good enough. Maximum 3 concertina players per teacher, and please send them in here to me, ckevill@clare.fm. You can send them via email or indeed via the post box here as well. So the deadline is Friday the 12th of May, so we do need a short little recording of your playing.
Mick Hoagland, the ladies love that guy from Simply Red. That track is called Holding Back the Years, and that is my lot for tonight. Don't forget, waking up tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. is Stephen McDermott on the Clare FM Breakfast Show. He's teaming up with the Atlantic Hotel. He's giving you a chance to win a lunch voucher. From 9 a.m. it is Morning Focus with Gavin Grace. He's teaming up with City Tiles and Bathroom Superstore. He's giving you a chance to win a voucher every single day this week. The afternoon show with Brian from 12, he's teaming up with the Galway Greyhound Stadium. He'll be giving you a chance to win a party for 10 people. And between 3 and 7, driving you home tomorrow, it is Paul Byrne, and he's teaming up with McNamee's Londis, and he's giving you a chance to win a meat voucher. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Clare FM for your chance to win some great prizes and an awful lot more as well. All that's left for me to say is I really hope you're going to have a great day tomorrow. I hope it brings you everything that you're hoping for. Going to leave you Carly Simon, and nobody does it better. Good night, County Clare, wherever you are.
Nobody does it better.